Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be discussing the halachas of hafsaka during tefillah. We know that when you're in the middle of davening, you should really be davening. Talking isn't a good thing. So during Pesukei Dezimra, one is not allowed to talk. However, there are exceptions. One is allowed to answer certain things that the Chazan says. What is one allowed to answer during Pesukei Dezimra? So if you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, even in the middle of the pasuk, you're allowed to answer Amen to the bracha of Akel HaKadosh and Shomea Tefillah. You're allowed to say Amen when the Chazan says Kaddish to the first Amen of Kaddish, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, and the Amen after Damiran Ve'oma. You're also allowed to answer Kedusha, Baruch Hu, and Modim Dirabanan, that the Tzibur says when the Chazan says Modim. And what about Amen and other brachas? So you're allowed to answer in the middle of a pasuk, provided that you're not in the middle of an inyan. If you're saying a pasuk and you're in the middle of an idea, you shouldn't interrupt it. But if you finished an idea, then you can say Amen. But you should not answer when you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo. You shouldn't answer Brichu. You shouldn't answer the other Amens of Kaddish. That's the halacha in a nutshell of hafsakas during Pesukei Dezimra. What about the hafsakas? What about being mafsik in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema after Baruch Hu? So there we have two categories. We have the category of Be'emtza Aprakim and Bein Aprakim. Be'emtza Perek means... First we'll do Bein HaPrakim. Bein HaPrakim means in between the first bracha of Kriya Shema and the second, meaning Yotzer HaMa'olos and Abba Rabba, after Yotzer HaMa'olos, before Abba Rabba, after Abokhe Abama Yisrael B'Avon, before Shema, in between the first paragraph of Shema and the second, and in between the second and the third paragraph. So that's all Bein HaPrakim. The other category is Be'emtza HaPerek, which is at any other point. So what is the halacha? So first of all, you should know that when you say the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, until Baruch Shem, you shouldn't stop for anything. When you say Hashem Elokeichem and Emes, you can't stop for anything. You should just say it even, you shouldn't even wait. Certainly shouldn't speak. After Emes has a din of Be'emtza HaPerek. So you should go right from Emes, and you shouldn't, it's better, the laws of interrupting between Emes and V'yatziv are more stringent. It's not considered Bein HaPrakim, it's considered Be'emtza HaPerek. So what is one allowed to answer to? What are you allowed to answer? So if you are Be'emtza HaPerek, you're allowed to answer Amen to Akel HaKadosh, meaning not in between the Prakim, but right in the middle of what you're saying. You're allowed to answer Amen to Akel HaKadosh and Shomea Tefillah, that the Chazan says. Kaddish, you're allowed to answer Amen Yehishmei Rabba until the word Olmaya. You shouldn't say Yisbarach, just till Olmaya. Amen, you're allowed to say also after Damiran Ve'oma. But you shouldn't say Amen to any other Amens in the Kaddish. And you're also not allowed to say Amen to other brachas. In Kedusha, you're allowed to answer Kadosh and Baruch Kavod, but not Yimloch, and not other Nesach of the Kedusha that you say on Shabbos, or during the week. And when the Tzibur says Modim Derabbanan, you should say Modim Anachnu Lach, and that's it. And you're also allowed to answer Baruch Hu. That's Be'emtza HaPerek. So Be'emtza HaPerek, we have Akel HaKadosh Shomea Tefillah, Amen Yehi Shmei Rav until Olmaya, the Amen Adam Mirin Ba'olma, and Kadosh and Baruch Kvod in Kedusha, and the first three words of Modim Derabbanan and Baruch Hu. What about Bein HaPrakim? Bein HaPrakim, you're allowed to answer Amen to any bracha that you hear, but you should not say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo. And what about answering Amen to Kaddish and Modim Derabbanan? So that is the same halacha as Be'emtza HaPerek. That Kaddish we had Yehi Shmei Rav until Olmaya, and the Amen after Damiran Ve'oma, and Modim Derabbanan the first three words. So that's in a nutshell from the Sefer Ishe Yisrael of Rav Pfeffer, who's a Talmud of Rav Neuwirth. It's like the Shmirat Shabbat Ki Hilchata of Hilchas Tefillah. So that is, in a nutshell, the halachos of being mafsik. What's an interesting question that I wanted so much to share with you? That is somebody who lives right by the Kotel HaMaravi. I know people like that. Like, for example, my wife, my children. We live right by the Kotel. So I often find myself davening there. So the question is, if I'm in the middle of davening, and I hear another minyan. Should I be answering to that minyan? That's the question. So we learn that in certain, you are, even during Pesukei Dezimra and Birchas Kriyas Shema, you're allowed to answer, answering Shmoneh Esrei. But during the earlier parts of davening, and later you're allowed to answer certain things. The question is, should one? Because you're in the middle of your, you're in your own minyan. So when the halacha was stated, it was stated, you're in shul, and they're ahead of you, whatever it is. But what about if you're with your minyan, and you're davening, you're minding your own business, and there's 66 other minyanim going on around you? Do you have to go and answer to all of them? So I found the Siyata D'Shmaya. I used to have a Seder when I was a young man. I used to have a Seder in the Tzitz, in the Tzitz Eliezer, one of my favorite shooting. So he has in Chelek Yud Aleph, Simen Gimel, a fascinating tshuva on this very topic. So first he talks about, it's really, breaks it up into three parts. First he talks about answering Brichu in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, and he's very negative on that. Brichu and Baruch Baruch Shemo, negative on that, don't answer. And then he gets on to the next question. And that is, he writes as follows, Uvazelo emona milahalos ale gilyon et hitlaptuti b'shas tfila al yad ha-kosel ha-ma'aravi. I will not refrain from writing on this piece of paper that is in front of me now my debate about davening at the Kotel ha-ma'aravi. Why? Because when you're in the middle of davening, you can be in Pesukei Dezimra, you could be during Kriyas Shema, you hear all these minyanim. These guys are Mishalshim and the Kedusha. These guys are saying Shemoneh Esrei, Chazar Sashatz. They're saying Kaddish. They're saying Baruch Hu. V'nimtzayim mamish bein ha-mitzarim. And you mamish find yourself. What are you going to do? You're going to answer them. You're going to answer them. You're going to answer them. That tefillah mamish naseis crying bebilbul the teruf. It's a meshugana tefillah. You have to answer to everybody. On the other hand, the halacha is, it's, you have to answer. So you can't be over on the din. That's tzrichim lahafsik. So obviously, the ideal would be to daven in a minyan where you don't hear other minyanim. Rav Chaim Palagi, in his Sefer Nishmas Kol Chai, one of the things I love about the Tzitz is that he quotes a lot of Sfari Poskim. He doesn't have the Bikiyas Atki de Kafa of Rav Adi Yosef, but his Bikiyas is absolutely phenomenal, both in the Sfarim of the Ashkenazim and of the Sfardim. And in addition, his Tshuvas are slightly more of a full pull than the Yavi Omer. They were very good friends. They sat in the basement together, so he's not, his Tshuvas aren't lundish in the modern Yeshivish Abrisker sense. However, there's more analysis in his Tshuvas, I think, than in the Yavi Omer's Tshuvas. So you get both, even though Yavi Omer also has analysis, he also has Kashas and Terutzim, but you'll see more of that in the Tzitz, and you also, together with that, you get a lot of Bikiyas. So they were very good friends. They were always writing Ahuvi, Yedid Nafshi. So the Tzitz, unfortunately, was Nifter about 2-3 years ago, but he was a superstar, no question about it. 22 volumes of Shals and Tshuvas, 3 volumes on Medina, when the state was born. He wrote 3 books on how to have a Jewish state. And he sat in a Beis Din. He was a very, very special Jew, a very humble Jew. He had a little shtiebel right off King George Street. So Reb Chaim Palagi, in his Nishmas Kol Chai in Chelek Aleph at the end of Siman Dalet, writes, Hayoreyes hadvar Hashem, if you really fear God, lo yavi atzmo lidei kach lahafsik v'emse kriya shema birchoseho, that you have to stop in the middle of kriya shema and its brachos. V'yashkin l'sfalim atzibur b'yachad, daven with the tzibur. So you don't have to interrupt yourself. Ubepratze, nirashia nizor sholos follow b'gehila kadosha Talmud Torah. Tough, tough. I don't know what it stands for. Maybe Talmud Torah, maybe something else. V'gehila kadosha etzchayim shebirenu izmir. You shouldn't daven in these shuls. You know why? Because they have shtiblach. You know, Sfardim have shtiblach also. They don't call them shtiblach. Why? Because in these shuls, they have minyanim one after the next. So you really shouldn't daven there unless you have to. Why? Because you're going to be constantly answering all the other minyanim. So that really causes a bilbul and a teruf in your davening. And he says that in fact the halacha is that you would have to answer. And therefore do everything you can not to daven in such a minyan. So, not to daven at the Kotel HaMaravi, that's a little bit of a hard pill to swallow. So what are we going to do with that? And not only that, but the tzitz says that I've noticed that when you have, you know, one minyan after the next, they don't wait. You can have one guy, one minyan with Chazaras HaShatz, and he's towards the end, and the other minyan starts Chazaras HaShatz. So, you can have that at the Kotel, you can have that in the Shtiblach. So what are you going to be doing? You hear this guy, this chazan's up to Modim, you have to say Amen to this guy, and the other minyan's up to Magen Avraham, you're saying Amen to that guy, and it's Mamish Mevalva. So what are you supposed to do? So that is our problem. Says the Tzitz Eliezer. Well, obviously it would also depend what place you are in davening, right? We said that when you're in Pesukei Dezimra, or you're in Birchas Kriya Shema, the key amens of Chazaras HaShatz are Hakel HaKadosh and Shomea Tefillah. But there are other poskim, like the Rav Chaim Palagi quotes the Rashba, who say that you should answer everything, even during Kriya Shema Birch Hosea. So then you also get into a problem of a Machlokas HaPoskim. So we just quoted before the final halakha from the holy Isha Yisrael. However, it's not so pashut. So therefore, the Tzitz Eliezer, as always, has an Eitzah for us. So, people say that there's no chiyuv to answer. Why? Because if you're osek b'mitzvah, you're patur min ha-mitzvah. So even if I'm osek, I'm sitting here, I'm listening to Chazaras HaShatz from my chazan, I'm osek in that mitzvah. I don't have to start answering Chazaras HaShatz from other chazans. Osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. And then he mentions a number of svarim that say that. Toras Chaim, the Yad Eliyahu, and others, they say osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. And it's not a problem of being kofir. If you hear something, you don't answer. It's a big aveira. How can you not answer? The answer is that if you're not kofir, because you're busy with your mitzvah. If you're a yachid and you're davening, so then you should answer. But if you're with the tzibur, if you're davening with one minyan, you're busy with that mitzvah, so it doesn't look bad at all. You're busy with your mitzvah. So, it could be that if you're a yachid, so it doesn't look good because the tzibur is doing one thing, and you're being polish menat tzibur. But certainly if you're with the tzibur, so then you're osek with your tzibur, so you don't look like you're being kofir from what the tzibur is doing, and you're osek b'mitzvah. So once you have osek b'mitzvah and you're with the tzibur, so you don't look like a yachid who's denying what the other tzibur is saying, then you're fine. And he quotes the Sefer Pisrei Tshuva and Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Chav Da'alat Sif Hei, who quotes in the name of the Sefer Tshuva's Divrei David, that when you're learning Torah, you don't have to stop your learning to answer Baruch Hu Ruach Shemo and Amen. Because you're in the middle of your learning. Sometimes it happens. You're sitting in shul and you're learning, and there's a minyan going on. You're already davening. So you have to keep stopping your learning. So this Sefer says, Divrei David says, no, you're busy learning. And then the Pesachei Tshuva argues, and he says, listen, in his opinion, Baruch Hu Ruach Shemo, you don't have to answer. But Amen, how does he know? Amen's Dina de Gemara. Baruch Hu Ruach Shemo doesn't say in the Gemara. Amen, you should answer. Unless you're like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Shimon Bar Yochai doesn't stop learning for nothing. But the average guy should answer Amen if he's sitting and learning. However, the Tzitz Eliezer says that he looked in the Sefer Divrei David. He does that all the time, by the way. When someone quotes a Sefer, he looks inside and he always finds interesting things. So, when you see everything in its greater context and exactly what he said, a lot of times it changes the picture. So in the Divrei David, it's in the tshuva itself that was quoted, he doesn't say anything in Siman Mem Aleph. But in the Maftechos, he talks about it. I personally don't own a copy of the Divrei David, Mildula. As a matter of fact, if not for this tshuva that I'm reading right now, I never would have heard of it. So he just says in the Maftechos, in the index to the book, he quotes in the Sefer Mayim Rabin, which is written by the Divrei David's father, that you don't have to stop your learning to answer Baruch Hu Ruach Shemo. And then, says the Tzitz Eliezer, I looked in the Mayim Rabin. Because all he says, he doesn't talk about anything else. He just says, he was quoted as talking about Baruch Hu Ruach Shemo and Amen. All he says is, don't answer Baruch Hu Ruach Shemo. Then he looks in the Mayim Rabin, and the Mayim Rabin is talking about Talmud Torah the Rabin. There's a shiur going on, and everybody's learning, and in the next room you have a minyan. So that's Mamish Bitl Torah Bilbul Mishnah V'Terah V'Talmidim. It's going to drive people to Shuganah to have to answer every time in the middle of a shiur. So therefore you don't have to answer in Talmud Torah the Rabin. And he added an imuk, an argument. From that we learn, in Meseches Shabbos, the aim of seeking the tefillah, that's Taraso Naso, you don't stop the tefillah. So if you don't stop for tefillah, so the same would apply that you don't stop for Baruch Hu Ruach Shemo. I think that Gemara is talking about Taraso Naso, but I'm not sure. But he doesn't even quote the daf. Aim of seeking the tefillah. So says the Maim Rabin, in the tefillah atzma im afsikin, who adin the im afsikin lanos baruch hu ruach shemo, v'amen. V'kvar amru azal, osik mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Listen, if you're in the middle of learning, don't stop for everything. He's probably referring to another Gemara. That you're stopping, but then it's not Perek Beis, it's Perek Aleph. It's the Gemara that says that he's wanted to stop his learning to go daven. He said, meisir azma, v'shmo torasa, gam tefillasa to'eva. If you remove your ears from hearing Torah, so your tefillah is an abomination. So you gotta continue your learning. When you're learning, you gotta learn. So if you gotta continue your learning, so you certainly shouldn't stop and answer Baruch Hu Shemo and Amen. And in fact, Chazal say, Osek the mitzvah, Patur min ha-mitzvah. So therefore the Mayim Rabim says, you're off the hook. You're learning. However, he concludes that Midas Chasidus is that the Talmidim, when they hear it, so don't scream out Amen. Don't say Amen Yeheshmei Rab at the top of your lungs, like it's a mitzvah too. It's Koreg Zardin. But they should whisper it. And this way they can focus on their learning and whisper. We always whisper things that we don't pay much attention to, unfortunately. So therefore, that was his Eitzah. So this wasn't seen by the Pisrei Tshuva that we quoted earlier. He just apparently didn't see the Mayim Rabin inside. Because he wanted to argue, he wanted to say, Amen. One should answer. Baruch Hu Ruach Shemo, you shouldn't answer. That was what the Pisrei Tshuva wanted to say. But the Mayim Rabin says really bad, so you don't have to answer either. But it's a nice thing to keep your voice down if it's Talmud Torah the Rabin and whisper your amens. Now, if we, after everything we've said, now we can feel better about the Yud Gimel Midos. Because when you're in the Kotel HaMaravi, so you hear them saying, a lot of minyanim saying, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'Chanun. And it's hard, always, to answer with all of them. And when you try to answer, so then you get mixed up in your own davening. So when you talk about saying Yud Gimel Midos, even though in Shulchan Aruch Tzim Tav Kuf Samach Hei Seif Hei, it says that it's a davar shebe kedusha and a yachid is not allowed to say it. Derech tefillah and bakashas rachamim. You're not allowed to daven yourself Yud Gimel Midos. But Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Halach L'cha Shlomo, Siman Mem Daled, was asked if you're allowed to stop in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema to say Yud Gimel Midos. And he says, you're not allowed. Who cares that it's a davar shebe kedusha? You're not chayav to say it. You're in the middle of your Kriya Shema. And it's not like Kaddish Kedush and Baruch Hu, that's a chiyuv on everybody. But the Yud Gimel Midos, there's no chiyuv, Medina de Gemara, to say them. And he's not mechuyuv to answer if he hears it. And so writes the Tehillah of David. So therefore, they mamish say that it's usher to answer. Because when you're in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, it's usher to answer because there's really no chiyuv to start with. So if you're in the Kotel and you start hearing other minyanim saying Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, and you're in the middle of Pesukei, and you're in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, you don't have to answer. And it would also make sense if you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. Zil Basar Taimei. The reason is that you're really not, it's not a chiyuv maker at the end like Kaddish and Kedusha. And you're in the middle of your davening. So you don't have to answer. And this reason we said of also the mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, we find in Rav Shimon Greenfield in his Shilas and Shuvas Ma'ashag and Arachayim Simen Nun Beis, Chelik Aleph, are you allowed to stop your Psukei Dezimra to say Brich Shemei when they take out the Torah? Says the Ma'ashag, it's usher. Because the Zohar HaKadosh only says you should say Brich Shemei if you're free. But if you're in the middle of davening, you don't have to say Brich Shemei. And even if you're only Osek the Torah, could be even if you're saying Tehillah, you don't have to say Brich Shemei. Osek mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. Now, the Shalos and Shuvos Pri Asada, he says that it's mutter to say it in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, especially on Shabbos, say Brich Shemei. But it could be that even according to him, that's only if you're with this minion. But if you're with another minion, and you're going to say it later, it could be he would agree that you don't have to stop. And therefore, says the Ma'arshag also, that if you don't want to be yotzei now with Kriyas HaTorah, you already heard Kriyas HaTorah, you're going to daven afterwards, you don't have to, there's no chiyuv at all in Brich Shemei. So you're with this, you're with your minion, so you're going to do in your own Brich Shemei later, when you read the Torah, or maybe you already did it. And the same would apply to being mafsik, to say the first pasuk of Kriya Shema when the tzibur is saying it. There it's even easier to say Arasvara. Right? When the tzibur says Shema, a person's supposed to stop what he's doing, put his hand on his eyes and say Shema. Because the Beis Yosef paskins in Simon Samachet if Beis that you're b'chlal now at a stop from Baruch Sha'omar and on to read the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. What you should do is, when they're saying Shema, you should say the words you're saying with the same niggun that people say Shema. Whatever you're saying, so you say it as if you're saying Shema. So it looks like you're reading with them, it looks like you're not being called from what the tzibur is saying. But we paskin that only in Birchas Kriya Shema, you're not, even Bein HaPrakim, you're not allowed to stop. But in Pesukei Dezimra, and Birchas Baruch Sha'amar, Nishtamach, you should stop doing Makabo Omachu Shemaim with the Tzibur. But in our instance, where you're not a Yachid, so you already have the Beis Yosef, who isn't even into it when you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. So even though we don't pass him like that, but if you're with another minion, so it could be that everybody would agree you shouldn't even stop in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. Because there's no chshad that you're not being with start to what the Tzibur is saying. You're with your minion. So therefore we see, bottom line, that the Tzitz Eliezer has a head there, a person's at the Kotel HaMa'aravi, and he's davening his davening. He doesn't have to stop and answer other minyanim, Osek v'mitzvah, patur mina mitzvah. You know, if a person wants chuyos, he wants to say a lot of kedushas, he can sit there, and he can sit the Kotel for a half hour on a busy morning, or a mincha time, and just answer a lot of kedushas, say some tehillim, answer kedushas, holy, holy. So in the Isha Yisrael on page Resh Mem Hey, he has a footnote about this. He says in Halacha Tezayin, if in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz you hear Kaddish, Kedusha, or Baruch Hu from another minion, Rashoi Lanos, you're allowed to answer. So he says in footnote Samach Beis that that's the Mishnah Berurah and Kuf Chav Dalet Tziv Katan Gimel, and that's only She'eino yotzei b'tfila zu l'cholas tfilas lachash. She'oz asr lo lanos. If, when you're hearing Chazaras Hashatz, you're being yotzei, then you shouldn't answer. But we, when we hear Chazaras Hashatz, we're not yotzei. So therefore, you're allowed to answer. Not only that, but gam kan eino chayav elo lashoi. You're allowed to answer, but you're not chayav to. and from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach I heard that you're not chayav to answer. And he proves it from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is yachol, that you're allowed to answer in Semen Nunhei, Sifchav. And therefore he holds that it's a heter to answer, but not that you're chayav. And in the Mishnah Yaakov, which is a sefer of Kedushim on the Rambam from Yaakov Rosenthal, in the ninth paragraph of the Sfira Halacha Dalet, he says also mashma that way from the Tshuva Sarashba, quoted in the Ramban Kuf Chafei Sif Beis, that if you hear Kedusha, you're allowed to answer a second time. It's mashma you're not chayav. So we see that this, it isn't mamish a chiyuv to answer other minyanim. You're allowed to. And then he quotes the Nishmas Kol Chai, who, as we saw earlier, said it's better not to daven in one of these places where you hear other minyanim. But if you are there, then you should try to answer. And then he quotes the tzitz, that you're not chayav to answer, because of osek v'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. And then he quotes the Rivus Ephraim, the great Gaon of Ephraim Greenblatt, of Memphis, Tennessee fame, who quotes Rabbi Yashiv Shlita, that a person is chayav only to answer the minyan he's davening. Otherwise, it's just going to mess up his kavan. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, however, says in the name of the Chazon Ish that you have to answer Kedusha from another minyan, even if you're just walking down the street. And what about Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zariah from Lashon Shulchan Aruch of Yochol Lanos? You're allowed to, it's not a chiyuv. So he says, the moment you're allowed to, you're chayuv too. It's like V'rapo Yerapik. And it says one is allowed, and he can't shenit on Rishus L'ropa L'rapo. It says Rishus to do a fool. Once it's Rishus, it's a chiyuv. A person has to go to the doctor. We're not Christian scientists. We're certainly not Christians, and we're probably not scientists. But we go to doctors. So you're chayav to answer. So those are the various opinions. So we have a lot on what to be somech if you want to focus on your own minyan. But if you want to chav an amen here, and an amen there, and here, and amen there, and amen there, kedusha here, kedusha, na. So then you also have poskim to rely upon. So we should all be zochem into Shem, that just like we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens, also the Gemara says, we daven Hashem should have mercy on us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens, He should have mercy on us. We have an art film that we love God, God has an Israel and He loves us, so we should be zochem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be shomea kol tfilos amu Yisrael barachamim amen ken yiratzon. Shalom, shalom.